Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
If you're young and if you want to be healthy and then the light bulb goes off later in life, it depends on where your health status is.
Kids across the state will learn how eating choices can affect long-term health tomorrow.
A man accused of murdering a 5-year-old boy and throwing his mother off a cliff appeared in court today.
Prosecutors say Governor Bevin's proposed budget cuts would mean they won't be able to operate.
Moorhead State University officials are working on a new strategic plan.
The Ashland School Board has approved a tax increase.
In sports, the Giants face the Lions in Monday Night Football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low near 63 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A man accused of murdering a 5-year-old has pleaded not guilty. According to WKYT, Lonnie Belt was arrested by authorities last Monday after they found the body of James Spoonamore. Police charged Belt with murder, assault, kidnapping, and evidence tampering. Belt pleaded innocent to the charges on Monday. Police reported that Belt had admitted to kidnapping Spoonamore and his mother, Jessica Durham, and killing Spoonamore when he was arrested. The judges set a $1 million bond for the murder charge and an additional $500,000 bond for the assault, kidnapping, and evidence tampering charges. The preliminary hearing for the case is set for next Monday.
A Garrison man was indicted by the Lewis County Grand Jury on sexual offenses against a child. Lewis County Herald reports that Andrew Lyles allegedly used social media to request nude photos and sexual acts from a 12-year-old girl. Lyles was charged with 2 counts of possession of matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor and 1 count of prohibited use of an electronic communication system to induce a minor to engage in sexual activities. All are Class D felonies. Kentucky State Police arrested Lyles on July 6. Lyles says he met the girl while working as an assistant coach for the Lewis County track team, but school officials say they have no record of him volunteering with the school district. Lyles was held at the Lewis County Detention Center and released on bond the next day. He allegedly used Snapchat to arrange a meeting with a minor at the Garrison boat ramp where he met a KSP detective instead.
No one was injured after a woman allegedly drove a car through a field where youth football players were practicing. According to WSAZ, the incident happened on Thursday afternoon outside Spartan Stadium in Portsmouth. Crystal Thomas says she watched the woman pull out of a nearby parking lot and careen onto the football field.
She about hit a few kids down there. To me, it sounded like she was either trying to go forward or she was trying to go backwards. I mean, because she was giving it gas. She wasn't planning on stopping.
The driver crashed into a nearby pole before she could strike any of the players. Police say the woman was so drunk they had to hospitalize her before they could take her to jail. They found 2 bottles of vodka inside her car. The woman was driving under 5 suspensions. No word on her identity at this time.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says he got a first-hand look at the seriousness of Kentucky's opioid epidemic on the streets of Lexington last week. Beshear says he and 2 staffers stopped their car to get out and help a man suffering from a drug overdose. Beshear told the Lexington Herald Leader they were near Main Street when they saw a woman beating on the window of a stopped car. The man in that car was unconscious. One of the staffers, Josh Keats, and Beshear pulled the man out of his car. Keats, a paramedic, asked police to bring a bottle of naloxone, and the man was revived and taken to the hospital. Beshear says he will instruct his staff on how to administer naloxone. He said the incident shows an overdose can happen anywhere.
Kentucky health officials are warning that flu cases are already being reported in the state. A statement from the Kentucky Department of Public Health says 2 cases of laboratory-confirmed influenza have been confirmed in Jefferson County. The flu season typically begins in October or as late as November. Department for Public Health Commissioner Hiram Polk Jr. says getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent the virus, which can cause fever, headache, cough, sore throat, runny nose, sneezing, and body aches.
Diabetes is increasing among Kentucky children, prompting health experts and educators to join forces to help kids and their parents understand the importance of eating healthy. About 193,000 Americans under age 20 have been diagnosed with diabetes. Dr. Laura Hieronymus is with Barnstable Brown Kentucky Diabetes Center at UK Healthcare. She says it is important for adults to model healthy eating habits for kids.
If they're seeing healthy eating, it's being promoted in front of them, it makes a big difference. If we eat healthy, they're more likely to eat healthy.
Tomorrow is National Healthy Lunch Day. In Kentucky, UK Healthcare and Passport Health Plan will send placemats home with elementary school kids.
The president and CEO of Moorhead St. Clair Healthcare says the hospital remains on target to finish the construction of its new medical services pavilion in December. The $28 million facility is being built on SCH's campus off Flemingsburg Road near the city's downtown. According to Mark Neff, crews are focusing most of their current efforts on the facility's inside.
Lots and lots of drywall completed now and going up, and final electricity issues, plumbing issues. So finishing off the interior, just a little bit to do on the exterior, the final brickwork and window installation.
Once finished, SCH's new medical services pavilion will feature 100 examining rooms and will be the home of all St. Clair's cancer care services. We'll have more of your local news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation. Commonwealths and county attorneys expressed their frustrations with a proposed 17.4% budget cut during an interim joint committee on judiciary meeting on Friday in Frankfort. With most of his budget going to personal costs, Warren County Commonwealth's attorney Chris Coron told the committee cuts would prompt Commonwealth's attorneys to eliminate about 43% of their staffs. Coron told Spectrum News Pure Politics he can see only one other option.
March 1st, we can close the doors of the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office till we start the next fiscal year, July 1. There's a problem with that. We have little cases that keep coming down the pike. We are now at a rate of homicides. Our friends in Louisville, Lexington, and Northern Kentucky, you all have probably heard of heroin. It has inundated your system.
The proposed budget cuts would mean county attorney offices would need to cut staff by 40% or close down for 5 months of each year.
Maysville City Commission has okayed a resolution supporting the removal of the county employee retirement system from the financially troubled Kentucky retirement system. The Kentucky League of Cities and the State Association of Counties are pushing the move. City Manager Matt Wallingford says the CERS is currently funded at 62%, but could be at 100% if it moved away from the state control. Wallingford maintains that splitting from the KRS will also save the state, cities, and counties money.
Right now, the Kentucky Retirement System Board is proposing changes for cities and counties to go from 19% non-hazardous contribution to 50% non-hazardous contribution, and from 31% hazardous to 60% hazardous. So that's coming from the main Kentucky Retirement System Board right now.
The KRS board has suggested those increases take place in the next couple of years. If approved by the legislature, Wallingford says they'd cost Maysville $750,000 a year. He expects state lawmakers to take up the matter during an expected upcoming special session on public pension reform.
Moorhead State University is working on a new strategic plan. Teams are meeting now with a December deadline to make proposals. President Dr. J. Morgan says teams include student success, outcomes-based funding, academic excellence, and region reputation and rankings. Morgan says good ideas are already being discussed.
I'm starting to hear some early conversation about going through and evaluating all the properties that the university owns, really trying to evaluate what is their usefulness. Are they properties that, you know, we need to keep? We have a couple of pieces of property now that are not very widely used, and some not used at all.
Morgan hopes the new plan will allow the university to more clearly line up with state performance-based funding.
The Ashland Board of Education has approved a 4% tax increase on real estate and personal property. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
The Board of Education approved the tax increase during a special meeting last Friday evening. The Daily Independent reports that 4% is the most a school board can impose a year without holding an election. The proposal would raise property taxes from 65.8 cents per $100 valuation to 67.8 cents. This means the owner of a $100,000 home would be paying an additional $20 per year. The increase in taxes is expected to raise an additional $261,000 for the district. The board wants to use that money to help close the gap on the Ashland School System's expenses, such as general maintenance at several schools and an increase in retirement benefits. Superintendent Sean Howard says the board currently pays 19.2% of an employee's pension contributions. That figure is expected to rise to 26.4%. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
A lawmaker who plans to run for Attorney General in 2019 is looking at both sides of the contention between Governor Matt Bevin and Attorney General Andy Beshear. Republican Senator Whitney Westerfield tells Spectrum News Pure Politics that Bevin's plan to pump $150 million into the state's rainy day fund by cutting some state agency budgets was not an executive order. However, Westerfield says Beshear's warning to Bevin is a sound legal analysis.
I think the AG's analysis is fine, but I think he's jumping the gun. And again, creating animosity where there doesn't need to be that. Why not reach out and have a civil, private conversation instead of calling a press conference and making a big to-do when what the governor's doing is good governing.
Beshear has said if Bevin follows through with his 17.4% budget cuts, he will be afoul of laws regarding appropriations.
Work to demolish a rundown old factory in downtown Vanceburg is expected to begin soon. With City Council recently awarding a $250,000 contract for the work, Mayor Matt Ginn admits he will be glad when the former L.V. Marx shoe plant on Rowley Street, which has been an eyesore for a long time, is gone.
It'll be a blessing. It's definitely a hazard for the kids and everything else, and trying to keep them out of it and wanting to go in it and everything else. So as far as an eyesore to the community and endangered to kids or something playing around or whatever, it'll be a big relief off my back.
Ginn says the process of clearing the site should take about 10 weeks or so. He's not sure what will become of the property once the old factory is gone. People's Self-Help Housing earlier submitted a proposal to build a housing complex for seniors and low-income residents on the site.
Officials from Moorhead and a national firm continue to work together as the city tries to finally alleviate its problem with downtown flooding. Mayor Jim Tom Trent says AECOM has the experience and expertise needed to write and submit a successful grant proposal to the federal government, a process that he hopes will start moving forward very soon.
Taking what we're getting on the data and zeroing in what we think is our number one priority, number two, number three, number four, and formulating a plan. We hope that to get into the federal grant cycle, which starts October 1, we're hoping to get some things done this month and at least get our name on the radar, and then we can adjust that as we go.
Trent says officials from Moorhead have compiled a lot of information about the downtown flooding issue and have met several times with representatives of AECOM to discuss the situation. He notes that AECOM recently helped the community of Coal Run in Pike County get a $500,000 federal grant to assist it with its flood mitigation efforts.
The legendary owner of Triple Crown winner Secretariat has died, Paul Miles reports.
They're in the stretch. Secretariat.
Penny Chenery was perhaps thoroughbred racing's greatest ambassador. As an owner, she bred and raced 1973 Triple Crown winner Secretariat, who won the Belmont Stakes by a whopping 31 lengths. Chenery also owned 1972 Kentucky Derby and Belmont winner Riva Ridge. She died at her Colorado home following complications from a stroke. Penny Chenery was 95. I'm Paul Miles.
Looking at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy skies this evening will become partly cloudy after midnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 63 degrees. Tuesday, variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High of 81 degrees, chance of rain at 50%. Tuesday night, cloudy early with partial clearing expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 64. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, high of 83. Wednesday night, generally fair, low of 64. Thursday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high around 85 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, Lexington, 84 degrees, Flemingsburg, 81 degrees, Inez, 81 degrees, Winchester, 81 degrees, Ashland, 85 degrees, and in Moorhead, it is 81 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a documentary featuring the history of Moorhead State University has its first public on-campus screening this Thursday. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
Over 2 years ago, Steve Middleton was given the go-ahead to produce a documentary on the history of MSU. It was during a casual sidewalk conversation with then-president Dr. Wayne Andrews.
Do you know if anyone's ever attempted to make a documentary about the history of Morehead State? And he looked at me and said, not that I can think of. You want to do that? Essentially put your money where your mouth is and said, what would it cost to produce something like this? And I said, well, I'd have to run some figures, you know, like I'm an accountant. Let me run some numbers and I'll get back with you.
After nearly 18 months of scouring the Camden Carroll Library's archive with MSU alumnus John Tanner Blevins, far above the rolling campus, a history of Morehead State University was finished before most people knew it existed.
It wasn't necessarily a top secret project, but one of the things Dr. Andrews said to me, it's probably a good idea on your part to keep this close to the vest. Because when people find out you're making a film like this, everyone will want to be a part of it or try to alter it in somehow.
As part of the university's 130th anniversary, the documentary's first public on-campus screening is set for the 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. in the library. Middleton will also host a Q&A session. The film documents the attempt to curtail a violent skirmish, the infamous and bloody Rowan County War, by establishing a place for education.
Essentially, it was founded in the grand sense of like a third world country. You know, Morehead was kind of like this lawless, uneducated place. So the Christian church sent Frank Button and his mother Phoebe, and Phoebe taught at what is now Midway College, which then was the Midway Female Orphans Academy. I wonder why they changed the name. to start a new, essentially, mission school here, because it was so lawless.
The filmmaker traveled to Washington, D.C. to speak with Ashland native Marshall Banks, who was MSU's first African-American student-athlete in the late 1950s. Banks was also Morehead's first black professor.
And that is a tremendous part of this film. And, you know, you think about small-town Morehead, backwoods Morehead. Morehead was far more progressive than University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, Eastern Kentucky University, Murray State, Western. Little old Morehead broke all of these desegregation statutes and boundaries.
While the film does highlight the school's eras of rapid construction and expansion, such as its period under Dr. Adrian Doran, Middleton said he tried to present the history as neutrally as possible.
One of the presidents had to resign because he was ruled insane. You know, that was factual. And, you know, the losing records of the sports teams are factual. You know, the winning records are factual. I covered that too. Some folks have complained the way I covered certain things, but look it up. You can find these in any history book or newspaper.
After spending months researching and poring through hours of 16mm archival footage on ramshackle projectors, the filmmakers narrowed the production down to about an hour and a half of history. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:48 and 81 degrees in Morehead. I'm Leanne Akers here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, open 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays near the Morehead City Park. The Round County Farmers Market features homegrown fruits and vegetables and assorted canned and baked goods. Farmers Market Nutrition Program, WIC, and senior checks accepted. For more information, call 784-5457. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Monday Night Football matchup features a New York Giants team looking to get it into gear and a Detroit Lions squad trying to keep rolling. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
After adding Brandon Marshall and tight ends Brent Ellison and Evan Engram in the offseason, along with now making Paul Perkins their top running back, the Giants are looking for better things from their offense after it laid an egg in their season opening loss to Dallas. However, it's unclear if they'll have all-pro receiver Odell Beckham Jr. back from injury tonight. As for the Lions, they'll be out to build on their 35-23 come-from-behind win against Arizona last week. Quarterback Matthew Stafford hit over 70% of his passes to lead the victory. For WMKY Sports, I am Xavier Atkins.
The Morehead State football team is regrouping after a weekend beatdown at Austin Peay. The Governors ended their 29-game losing streak Saturday night by routing Coach Rob Tenier's Eagles 69-13 down in Clarksville.
We got a lot of things to work on. We got to go back to the drawing board, and we're beat up, banged up. We got a lot of guys playing, and so I was hoping that we've made it over the hurdle with that youth of our team, but we have not. So we got a lot of young guys playing, and need a lot of reps, and hopefully these first three games will pay off to it for us once we get into conference play.
Which starts Saturday at Jane Stadium when the 1-2 Eagles face off with PFL Power Dayton at 1 p.m. Coach Mark Stoops says Saturday's 23-13 win at South Carolina was a big one for the Kentucky football team. After getting down 7-0 to the Gamecocks just seconds into the game, Stoops says his 3-0 Wildcats proved they can take a punch and then get up off the deck and win.
It was a great team victory. The strength of our team is the team. I've told you guys since day one that they had a winning mentality and a winning work ethic, and you see in that.
Benny Snell ran for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns to help lead the Wildcats comeback. They'll bid for their second straight SEC victory on Saturday when they host Florida. The new college football AP Top 25 poll is out. WMKY's Greg Jenkins reports on that.
Alabama remained number one in the rankings for the third straight week. Defending national champions Clemson moved to the number two spot, jumping ahead of Oklahoma, who fell to number three. Penn State and Southern Cal round out the top five. After Louisville was blown out at home by Clemson, the Cardinals dropped 5 spots to number 19. 3-0 Kentucky received 11 votes, not enough to make the top 25. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The Cincinnati Reds are enjoying a day off before they start a home set with St. Louis tomorrow evening. With 12 games left in the 2017 season, Cincy is in last place in the NL Central, but is only 2 games behind Pittsburgh for 4th place after a weekend sweep of the Pirates. Manager Brian Price believes it's important that his Reds do all they can not to finish last in the division.
It is. It should be. You know, we should all strive for a lot more. You know, we certainly want to get back to where we're talking about the top of the division and not the bottom. But at this point in time, with where we are in the standings, we have to try to shoot for the next best thing from where we are. And that's unfortunately is 4th place, but it's better than where we currently stand, and we should push hard.
Their series with the Reds is critical for St. Louis. The Cardinals are 6 games behind the Cubs for the Central lead and 4.5 games behind Colorado for the NL second wildcard spot. Fall practices are underway for the Morehead State baseball team. Coach Mike McGuire says one thing that he likes about his team is its chemistry. McGuire says even though the players making up his roster come from 19 different states, a common goal has brought them together.
They all came to Morehead State because of our baseball program. And that's not to make light of the education. Certainly that's why they're here, is to get a degree. But most of them had options somewhere closer to home if they were going to get a business degree and they weren't a baseball player. But, you know, these kids, want to get a college degree, but they want to play a high level of college baseball.
The MSU baseball team has until early November to get their 45 days of fall practice in. The Eagles have their first inter-squad scrimmage today at 5:30 at Sunny Allen Field. Fans are encouraged to attend. Morehead State men's basketball coach Preston Spradlin says his goal during the Eagles' conditioning workouts over the past several weeks has been to keep their focus on the job at hand. Spradlin wants them thinking not about the upcoming 2017-18 campaign, but only about preseason practices, which begin a week from this Friday.
Everything we've done up to this point back in summer school 4 weeks, and then the 4 or 5 weeks we've been here in the fall, for the most part has been small groups of 3 and 4 by position, sometimes mixing them up a little bit, and really just building that foundation, building our foundation mentally, being able to pay attention to details and execute things on a consistent basis.
Action for the MSU men's basketball team starts with a November 6th exhibition game against Cincinnati Christian. One other note, former MSU big man Lionel Gaines has agreed to a deal to play professionally in Peru. Finally in sports, 5-star big man Mitchell Robinson has left the Western Kentucky basketball program yet again. After enrolling in classes over the summer, the 7-foot Robinson left WKU and explored transfer options before deciding to return to the Hilltoppers. But 3 weeks after that decision, Robinson tells Evan Daniels of Scout.com he has decided to leave Bowling Green and train for the NBA draft over the next year. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football host Dayton at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday for Family Weekend, and soccer welcomes Southeast Missouri at 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday and UT Martin at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed higher as investors looked ahead to a key Federal Reserve meeting, and Wall Street also cheered a big defense industry deal. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with an all-time record high, up 63.01 at 22,331.35. The S&P 500 also closed at an all-time record high, as it was up 3.64 at 2503.87. The NASDAQ intraday hit an all-time high before finishing with a gain of 6.17 at 6454.64. New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 4-3 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Shares of Orbital ATK, a defense contractor, rose about 20% after announcing it is being bought by defense giant Northrop Grumman for $9.2 billion. And the deal comes 2 weeks after United Technologies announced its own acquisition of Rockwell Collins for $30 billion. And overall, defense stocks have outperformed the broader U.S. stock market. The iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense Exchange Traded Fund has risen more than 20% this year, as opposed to the S&P 500, which is up just under 12%. Overseas stocks were strong. The Stock 600 in Europe was up 0.33%. In the Far East, the Nikkei index was up 0.5%, while the Hang Seng index was up 1.25%. In the commodities markets, oil barely budged, up only a penny at $49.90 a barrel. Gold was down 1%, finishing at $1,311.30. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were GE and Caterpillar. The worst performers were Apple and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were CF Industries and Advanced Micro Devices, and the worst performers were Mattel and Chipotle. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 72 cents at 64.74, CSX down 63 cents at 51.85, Marathon Petroleum up 64 cents at 53.60, AEP down 84 cents at 72.19, AK Steel up 4 cents at 5.60, and Kroger was down 12 cents to finish at 21.45. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or at 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud, with traditional Kentucky confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, as well as other Kentucky-made specialty foods, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Online shopping available at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy skies this evening will become partly cloudy after midnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 63 degrees. Tuesday, variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, high of 81, a chance of rain at 50%. Tuesday night, cloudy early with partial clearing expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 64. Wednesday, partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, high of 83 degrees. And on Wednesday night, generally fair, low of 64 degrees. It is currently 81 degrees in Moorhead.
Taking a look at some of your area events, the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness is sponsoring a 2.5-mile walk on Saturday, September 30th. The walk will begin at Laughlin Health Building on MSU's campus. Registration is free beginning at 9:30, and the walk starts at 10. There will be guest speakers, food, entertainment, silent auction, and raffle. Donations will be accepted. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from MSPR's Chuck Moraz, Logan Pemberton, Sean Delaney, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Braxton Howard, and Brandon Smith. KNN's Paul Miles helped out, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202VH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next It's 5 o'clock.